It's the most fun you can have dressed at this hour, that's for sure. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. Right here in the middle of it all, I am Steve Gruber. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, NFL outcast Antonio Brown, fresh from getting booted from a pair of pro football teams, returning now to Michigan, to Mount Pleasant. He's enrolled again at Central Michigan University. We'll keep you posted. Number two, did Republicans in Michigan just say we have too many roads and we could fix the problems by having less and turning them from paved to gravel? Yeah, that was actually said by Republicans in Lansing. And number one, the city of Flint getting prepared for a healthcare hurricane. The recently signed auto insurance reform bill will have devastating consequences to Hurley Medical Center. So says the chief financial officer, who told me last night Hurley stands to lose between $18 and $25 million a year starting next year. A devastating hit for Flint again. $18 to $25 million means, it means that the city of Flint could lose many of the services that Hurley provides. Hurley is a 450-plus bed hospital. It has a level one trauma center. It services the I-75 corridor, where obviously you have motor vehicle accidents. So a level one trauma center is extremely important to the people of Flint. It will be extremely detrimental, so says Cass Wisniewski. He is the CFO at Hurley. We spoke last night for quite some time. What programs they will need to eliminate is being looked at, including changing employee benefits. So eliminating programs and reducing what they pay to the employees at Hurley. These are all being considered as we hurtle towards that July 1, 2020 full implementation of the overhaul of the no-fault laws signed by Governor Whitmer in June of 2019. Governor Whitmer signed that law here in June after it was presented to her by the Republicans. So both sides have skin in the game, if you will. And Hurley is a safety net hospital. A safety net hospital, meaning that many of the programs they provide are provided at no cost. They're programs for diabetics, programs for people that have asthma, programs for low-income women and children. And Wisniewski says the change in the law, if it goes to fruition, will have a devastating impact on Hurley and on the community of Flint in all of Genesee County and the surrounding area. Devastating impact. He says tough decisions have to be made, and they will be made. And he said Republicans and Democrats are all responsible here. You see, with a level one trauma center, that's where you go if there's been a bad accident. If you're going to be airlifted, you go to a level one trauma center. And so in order to qualify as a level one trauma center, you have surgeons on staff 24 hours a day. They live there. They sleep there. They're there on call. Wisniewski says Hurley's just trying to survive all of the changes. Instead, it's one of the most dramatic and negative hits Hurley has ever experienced. And it's just the latest setback for Flint. Just the latest setback. Again, this law will take full effect July 1, 2020. He said they're bracing for a health care hurricane that's coming straight on, a Cat 5 healthcare hurricane headed for Hurley Medical Center in Flint. And the same is true at other hospitals around the state. Beaumont and Royal Oak being quoted a few weeks ago as saying that they could lose as much as $50 million annually. Also, a level one trauma center. How many level one trauma centers in the state of Michigan will be gone? Will the lights be out if the changes to auto insurance, the way we have done it here in Michigan since the 1970s, stays the way it is? The overhauls and the impact could be devastating to communities. Some believe as many as 30,000 jobs could be lost statewide because of the restrictions on how much caregivers can be paid when it's in-home care. And some of these people that have worked for the Catastrophic Care Fund have been doing in-home care for people that have suffered from traumatic injuries, because it's always been since the 1970s that if you're grievously wounded in a car accident and you have a traumatic injury and you need care and treatment for the rest of your life, it was paid for out of the out of the fund created, a fund that now has $24 billion, the Catastrophic Care Fund, $24 billion. But as of June 11th, that's been cut off. Anybody injured in an accident since then, if you don't have insurance, your cap is $250,000. We talked about the Mitch Albom article yesterday from the Detroit Free Press over the weekend. He talked about a three-year-old girl hit by a car, a pedestrian hit by a car. Her family devastated emotionally and soon to be financially. These are some of the things that maybe weren't thought through very well before this law was signed in. And here we are trying to figure out how to fix it, I suppose. I'm told the governor will be behind closed doors today with some of those caregivers trying to find a solution at least to the pay levels of those providing care for the most critically injured around us. Many of these organizations and these companies treat people from car accidents, workers' comp accidents, you know, employment issues where you've fallen or injured or whatever at work. And these limits, these arbitrary limits that would reduce pay by 40 or 45% will devastate the ranks of the caregivers. The in-home care people would say, I can't work for that. In fact, talking to some people in this sector of the economy say people are already leaving. They're getting out ahead of July 1, 2020. A lot of collateral damage that I don't think was anticipated with this law. Can it be changed? Maybe. Can it be made better? Maybe. Again, the governor is going to go behind closed doors with some influential leaders in that realm today to discuss how much caregivers can be paid. Maybe more can be put on the table as well. But when you look at pedestrians hit and they're capped at $250,000, how is that sensible? How is it that you can't sue the other driver? How is that sensible? No recourse against the offending driver. So it's still provisions of no fault there, but the protection, the lifetime benefit protection and so forth, so you don't bankrupt yourself or your family, have been taken away. And how much will you really save on your premiums? Well, that depends on where you live. You might not save anything. In fact, some critics say you're going to pay more. You're going to pay more for car insurance, and you're not going to have lifetime benefits unless you pay for it, which will be really expensive now because not everybody's going to be in the pool. A lot of things to consider here. And for the city of Flint, a lot of things to consider about what it means if Hurley Medical Center is no longer a level one trauma center. If Hurley no longer offers programs for low-income people for diabetes and asthma and other ailments at no charge, then what? Then what? This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. By the way, original reporting on this can be found at GreatLakesNews.org. GreatLakesNews.org. Look for some comprehensive reporting on the whole Hurley Medical Center situation. GreatLakesNews.org. Go there. A new statewide source for really important news that we have found. We trust it, so should you. Back after this.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virtue body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to Wyckoff Wellness.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.